Okay, look at verse 7. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. I didn't write this down. I had done it. And the Lord said, I have surely what? I've seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their what?
Cry.
Their cry. By reason of their taskmasters, that's their slave drivers that were over them. For I what?
No.
I know their sorrows. Let me read it one more time. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I've seen it. I know what they're under. I know the burdens they're carrying. I've heard their cry by reason of the taskmasters. And I know their sorrows.
Yes.
Look at verse 9. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the what?
Oppression.
Oppression, wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. He's talking to Moses. Come now, Moses. Therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel. What?
Out
of Egypt. You may be seated. I want to deal for just a little while here on God's great desire and his effort to draw us to him.
Yes.
God wants to draw us to him.
Yes, he does.
Picking up where we left off last week, before we start, are you in a present dilemma?
That's similar.
We got 2 to 3 million Israelites that's down in Egypt. Egypt is a top of the world. Pharaoh is a top of the devil.
Yes.
The taskmasters are demon forces that work for Pharaoh to oppress the people of God with heavy burdens and to press them down.
Yes. Come on.
He got so mad and everything, they began to cry to God. They were there in bondage for 430 long years. Family after family was born and raised. And died off of the scene, there was no deliverance as of yet. Now, I want to tie that in with a lot of people today.
Bless him, Lord.
Are you in a present dilemma? I wrote this, every bit this morning by the Holy Ghost inspiration. Don't ask me where it's going. I just write when I feel it. Are you hurting inside?
Come on, bro.
From the problems of life.
Bless him, Lord.
Things have happened. Situations have come. Burdens and cares have loaded you down. Life is that way sometimes.
That's right.
Yes.
It presses you. It presses you. I feel him.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
You're tired from the stress.
Tired of your wages.
You wonder, will it get any better?
Will it get any better? Blessed be God.
Tired, Lord.
Oh, come
on. I'm oppressed.
Bless him, Lord.
Heavy laden.
That's right.
I'm your child, God. Do you see me? Do you know where I'm at? Will it get any better?
Will it get any better?
Is there any hope for me?
Come on.
I'm so weighted down with worries and fears. I worry about tomorrow. Anybody there?
Come on, brother. God bless him, Lord.
Where will I be? I feel so empty inside.
Oh, God.
I'm
just pressured. Under a load of stress, the cares, and the worries. I have my troubles. I have my afflictions.
Glory to God.
Lord, you ever got into that place like Israel and you cry? You might not say something with your lips and dealing with your lips down in your heart. You're moaning.
Right, amen.
You're groaning.
Yes, bless him.
You're crying inside.
Crying.
I need God to get me out of here. Oh, to God, that he would rend the heavens and come down
to
where I am.
Come on.
and bring me out of this state that I'm in.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Does God see me? I wrote this with tears this morning today.
Come on.
Does he really care?
Does he care?
Will things get better? Can they get any better that I can get out of this awful place?
That's right.
Nobody really knows how I feel inside.
Nobody knows.
Husband don't know it. Wife may not know it. Mommy and daddy may not know it. Companion and friends, friends you work with may not know it. Nobody really knows. I hurt and how I feel. How pressured and stressed I feel inside of my heart. I, will it get any better? They just don't see how low. They don't really realize how low that I am and how I feel on the inside. I'm tired and I want out of this place, this feeling of oppression, this state of gloom that I'm in. It just seems like it hangs over my head.
Yes. Come on, brother. Bless you.
I have to take a run ago in the morning when I wake up. It's there. It faces me, my problems. I shake it off and I make myself go. Nobody knows.
That's right.
Nobody knows how I feel.
Oh, bless you.
Nobody realizes. They can't look inside at what I'm fighting.
That's right.
Oh, God. That gloom seems to hold, just hang over my head. God, if you're real, would you help me? I need help, oh God. Have you ever felt that way? I've heard of people that's come to the Lord. God manifested and revealed his power and his spirit to them. I'm talking about sinners that was never raised in church, never raised in a Christian home, and said, God, if you're really up there and you really know me and you love me, show me. And God has revealed his power to them.
Man.
How much more to the children that is bought by his spirit that has him in living on the inside of us. You ain't far away from God as long as you pray and you love him, you trust him with all of your heart. You're doing your best to serve him. The devil might make you feel like he's a million miles away from you, but he's not. You are the apple of God's eye. And you belong to the Lord. You're bought with a price. He knows right where you are, and he knows how to minister to you and to lift you up in due time. And you raise your little hand and said, if I lean upon God and if I trust in him with all of my heart, I know the Lord will come. I know that he'll help me. I know that he'll supply my need. I know that he'll bring me out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Israel knew nothing about God.
Knew nothing.
All they ever knew in the land of Egypt was idols. Idols, worship idols. They knew nothing about the great I am. Mayor Moses, God showed him his power, his glory there at the burning bush. The bush was on fire, but it wasn't consumed.
Yeah.
Moses said, I'll turn aside from hither and I'll draw nigh to see about this great sight. As he drew near, the voice of the Lord spoke out of that bush. Moses, Moses, draw not nigh hither. Pull off thy shoes from off of thy feet, for the place that you stand on is holy ground. I have surely seen the affliction of my people and the oppression down in Egypt. I've heard their groanings, and I'm going to send you down to bring my people out. Hallelujah. Moses said, oh God, who am I going to tell them that sent me down here? God said, tell them that I am, has sent me down unto you. Pharaoh, let my people go. It'll raise your little hand. It's time to Pharaoh, the spiritual Pharaoh, to let us go. Come on, hallelujah, the word of God will deliver.
Yes, he will deliver.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Have you ever felt that way that I've described? Millions of souls feel this way across our world. You can understand the people who are poor. Here we go. You can understand the poverty-stricken people that have nothing feeling this way. But I can tell you here today, there are many of God's own children who have everything. They got jobs, they have finances, they got decent, pretty decent health. They are blessed with automobiles and material things. Still, they feel an old spirit of gloom. They don't know why that they feel that way. They just can't put their finger on it, but they feel empty.
Empty.
They just ain't happy.
No.
Did you know that this can put a strain on you?
Oh, yes, it can.
It can put a strain on your home. It will affect your family.
Yes.
When that old spirit is on people, it is a spirit from the enemy, the devil.
Yeah.
He brings it. You got to recognize that spirit. And go to God in prayer and cry out to Him. Your hope and your help is in the living God.
Amen.
Yes, He sees you. Yes, He cares. He knows. If you don't get help, and if you don't get deliverance, it can tear apart homes. It can split up marriages. It can separate precious loved ones. The decision is yours. Don't let it keep getting worse till you give up and want to leave or want to die. There is no escape without God. God is your answer today. Medicine and pills will never cure the soul. It takes God to lift the burden, to save you and give you peace of mind. He is your deliverance. I'm going to raise your little hand. It ain't nothing but the spirit of the devil and the enemy, the spirit of gloom. And I'm telling you, it separates you if you let it from precious loved ones and they don't even feel like coming to church anymore. The oppression of the enemy. I'm telling you what we felt here today, and we heard from the pastor and the precious word of the living God and the spirit of the Lord, that we felt there is help in God and there is hope in Him and there is a lifting up in Him. There's deliverance in the Holy Ghost. There's deliverance in the blood of Jesus. You don't have to give up. You don't have to want to die, and you don't have to leave. I'm going to raise a lot of hand. I'm in this thing and I know that God cares. He knows all about me.
Amen. All about
me. Yes.
This now brings us to where we left off last week. Over 2 million of God's people are down in Egypt, the world. Slaves to that devil Pharaoh. They're forced to labor. The evil king slave drivers are afflicting and threatening God's children. They're suffering and hurting so bad that they want out. We want out of this dilemma.
Yes.
So they begin to cry out to God, help us.
Help us.
We want out.
Oh, God.
I want out of this feeling. You might not have a whip across your back. Listen to me. You might have a decent job. You might have material blessings and a nice home. But there are people, Brother Jason, oppressed spiritually.
Oppressed.
You can't put your finger on it. If you can see really what it was and really understand it, but it's like a pressure, an oppression that is down on you. You feel like you're a million miles away from the Lord, and your afflictions and your trials, it seems like you can't feel God and you can't break through. But can I tell you, if you'll learn to cry, He had it to pay. if we'll apply ourselves to reading God's holy word and fasting and getting a hold of the Lord and really praying and seeking His face, I guarantee you there'll come deliverance. I feel the Lord, there'll come deliverance and the Holy Ghost will touch you. This word of God is true, and my God still hears and He answers prayer.
Yes.
Lord,
amen.
You
need
that. Yes,
you're right.
Amen. Thank you. You're going to have to learn to pray. Help us, God. Listen, as long as you are content to stay where you are with your enemy.
Yeah.
Come on. And you succumb to his control.
You're telling it.
And you just fall into it and accept his oppression.
Yeah.
You will never know deliverance.
Right.
You've got to want out.
Amen.
You've got to want to feel better.
Right.
Hey, Lord. Hey, God. You've got to call on God. It was then that God spoke to Moses and said, I've seen their oppression. I've heard their groanings and I know their sorrow. Go on down, Moses, and take the staff in your hand. Hallelujah. And I'll show my people my miracle working power, and I will deliver them out. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
I read this as I closed last week. I'll read it again. There will never be change in your life until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of changing.
Yes.
Listen, when you get to where you can't take it no more, you'll sacrifice, you'll pray, you'll call on God, you'll draw near unto Him until He helps you.
You're right.
I'm not staying like this.
I'm not staying here.
Bless Him, Lord.
If you really want out of your dilemma, and to be free from this old world's bondages,
yes,
and free from its habits, you've got to get sick of it.
That's right.
And want to be free. In other words, Lord, I'm tired of living this way. I'm tired of being miserable and bound in my spirit. God from His throne heard Israel's cry and He set Moses down. Oh, when did God do it right in the middle of the midnight hour?
Yeah.
Deliverance can come right in your midnight hour.
Come on now.
He said about midnight, He said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. Every house, every family, even the livestock of the firstborn, He said, if they ain't got the blood applied,
that's right,
there'll be a death of the firstborn in every household.
Every
the firstborn of every cattle, even the animals.
Wow.
He told Israel, told Moses to tell Israel, take a lamb, a spotless lamb, without blemish. Slay it and take its blood and strike the lintel, the side post at the lintel. He said, I'm going to pass through the land of Egypt. And He said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. There's a great cry in Egypt.
Right.
When they woke up and Pharaoh and all of the Egyptians had somebody dead in every household.
Right.
Lord have mercy. How many knows the blood will keep us and the blood will deliver us? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How many believes that God can completely deliver you completely and bring you out?
Yes.
Amen.
Do you?
Amen.
Do you really believe He will?
Yes.
I don't think He wants us to stay in the moldy grubs, do you?
No.
He don't want us to be bound.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Right.
How many wants out of the devil's clutches? You've got to come out and away from the world's influence. When God saves you, He don't leave you in your mess. He don't leave you in your sins. He does not leave you in your bondage, but He brings you out of it. Hallelujah. He separates you from your past and brings you into a new life. Hallelujah. Brand new life. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's what God does.
That's what He does.
Now, stay with me. When the children of Israel left Egypt, they left Pharaoh and his henchmen behind. And God led them down to the Red Sea. Ain't that amazing? There was another route for God to take them. Stay with me here. But He led an easier route. There was an easier route to get them out of Egypt and get them going toward Canaan.
Yeah.
But God led them down to the Red Sea. There they stood before the deep waters, could not go forward, no way to cross over. A steep, uncrossable mountain is on the right side of them, and an uncrossable, tall mountain was on the left side. Did you know that God will lead you into places to show you His power?
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. He will do it. It's in impossible situations that you feel helpless and you feel trapped by the enemy. That's when God loves to reveal Himself to you and His power to deliver you and give you victory. God knows when to move, how to move, but it is up to you to really want it and to listen to Him and follow His will. Hallelujah to the Lord. God could have led them an easier way. God's just saying, I'm going to prove to them that I got all power both in heaven and in earth. I am the omnipotent God. I am the omniscient God. And I am the omnipresent God. I feel both heaven and earth. I know everything. And I'm going to show them this day that the enemy that they see, they'll not see him again. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God.
I want to tell you, when you make up your mind, y'all ready for this?
Come on, bro.
When you really, really, really make up your mind to leave the enemy's camp.
Yeah.
You made up your mind to leave the world behind you. The devil will tell you, you can't make it across.
You can't make it.
Amen. Come on.
He'll show you hard places. He'll throw up barriers. He'll show them to you that seems impossible to overcome.
Yeah.
He'll tell you, you can't do it.
Bless Him, Lord.
You'll never really be free. Oh God, you made it this far. Might as well give up and turn back and go back to Egypt. I want you to know that the devil is a liar. If God brought you this far, He'll take you the rest of the way. How many knows that? You've come this far. Hallelujah. By the mercy and the grace of God. And if He brought you this far, He's going to take you the rest of the way. How many's got a heart to hold in there and serve the Lord? I'm still going to serve Him. If I have to walk by faith, and if I don't really feel His divine presence, if I don't get the blessing that I want right now, it will come. Hey Lord, if I'm faithful unto God and I keep right on going and I'm walking by faith, I've been telling you the Lord's going to
work for me. I said the Lord will make a way. He'll make a way for me where there seemeth to be no way. I don't care how deep the water is. Hey, Lord, the God of heaven, I can part it right down the middle and take his chosen unto the other side.
Yeah,
bless him, Lord.
Do you still hear today? Do you want out?
Come on, bro. Bless him, Lord. God have your way.
You want out of your dilemma? You want out of that stupor? You want out of that place that's oppressing you? Do you want to be free from that tormenting devil and those thoughts? Free from the misery, the bondage of Egypt. Free from the oppression. Can I tell everybody under the sound of my voice, Egypt still wants you?
That's right. Amen.
You're right.
Egypt still wants you. It knows how to talk to you.
Come on.
It knows how to pull on you.
Right, bless him, Lord.
The old devil, the old devil, he's got his henchmen. He's got his people, too.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'm on the way inside.
Amen.
I came out of the darkness into the light. I'm on God's side right now. How many could raise your little hand and say, I am on God's side?
Thank you, bless him.
I want to tell you today that Egypt still wants you. Did you know that Egypt's idols, the old idols of this world, and its gods of worldly music is calling for you? Egypt, the world, its fads and its styles and its entertainments are beckoning for you. That's exactly what happens when we're up against it and the powers of hell are coming at us and we're being tried and everything. The devil says you might as well just give up and go back. I'm telling you, I know. I've tasted of the hog pen. I've been in the horrible pit, the miry and the clay of it. And I drunk from the bitter dregs of that old well of the world. And I can tell you it ain't nothing but misery. But I got one taste a long time ago from the river of life and the well of salvation. And I'm telling you, no matter how low sometimes I get, I look back and I say, Lord, the devil had me once, and he ain't getting me no more. Hey, Lord, raise your little hand, and I'd say it's worth it. I'd serve God. Hallelujah. To hold in there. He will make a way for us. Egypt still wants you.
Thank you, Lord.
Devil like to have you back.
That's right.
As all of Israel stood there that night, encamped on the banks of that Red Sea. Now picture it. Let's get right in the middle of them there. Look at them. They could hear, this is scripture, they heard Pharaoh, his army of horses, his 600 chariots. Seems like old Pharaoh meant business, doesn't it? We're going to take them back. We're going to go and get them. We let them go from serving us, and we're going to be able to get them, and they're trapped. They're trapped. They can't get across. They know it. We'll just bring them back to Egypt.
Come on.
Pharaoh and his army and his horses and his chariots, they heard it coming in the distance. I'm going to tell everybody in this place today, the devil will not give up on you so easily.
That's right.
Come on.
That's right. Come on, bro.
Neither does God.
Amen.
Right.
Glory to God.
Neither does God.
That's right.
He don't give up.
That's right.
He brought you this far. He's going to take you the rest of the way.
Amen.
Right.
He's worked things out for you that you know that you could not fix.
That's right.
You know you could not fix it and make it better. God's already proved to you, look back in your past, how he's answered prayer. He has supplied needs. He's opened positions. He sent the help that you needed. When it got the darkest, raise your little hand. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. When it got the worst, God, when it got the darkest, and when it felt the hardest, that's when you showed up, Lord. You saw me the whole time. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
So, God don't give up.
No.
That devil won't give up. Who will you serve today? Whose side are you on?
Whose side?
Bless him, Lord.
Pharaoh said, why have we done this that we have let Israel go from serving us? Exodus 14 and 5. 600 chariots and horses pounding the ground with their captains are coming. They could almost smell the dust off of their hoofs.
Yeah.
So the children of Israel lifted up their eyes and saw the devil's crowd. And they cried unto the Lord again. I want to tell everybody here today, including myself, you've got to keep crying. You've got to keep praying. You've got to maintain a good prayer life.
Yes.
Always make your petitions known unto God. Tell him your needs.
Yes.
I want you to know the days of crying out to God will never end. From now on until you leave this world and your feet touches the streets of gold, you're going to have to keep to learn to cry to God and stay free. There will be many times you will need deliverance. Are you hearing me? There'll be other battles. If you're not in one now, but you will face other times of hardships and battle. In serving God on your way to heaven. Can I ask you again, how many has made up your mind to stay in there and stay with it and go all the way in God?
Yes.
Go all the way with him. Your crying will never end until Jesus comes and takes you home. Right now is the time to fast and pray and read your Bible, and I promise you that God will make a way for you.
Right.
Standing there, hold on with me here, right in the midst of it. Standing there with mountains on both sides and deep water in front of them, Israel began to cry to Moses, said, you've brought us out here. We're all going to die now. Look at this. Yeah, anybody ever tell you you're going to die and not live? Has he ever told anybody that?
Yeah, he does.
You'll never get any better. You're going to die right here where you're at.
Yeah.
No, you ain't. No, you ain't.
That's right.
Stand still. Listen. Moses said to the people, fear not. Did you know there's a spirit of fear? God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Yes.
Moses said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord that he will show you this day. The Lord shall fight for you. And God caused a strong east wind to blow all night until it divided the water of the Red Sea.
Yes.
He parted the waves and dried up the seabed and made a highway, a dry highway, all the way across for his children.
Praise
God.
Then the Lord spoke to Moses. Moses said, stand still. You sound like the leader here, the pastor of this 2 to 3 million congregation of the church here, the Old Testament church. God did say the Old Testament children of Israel was his church. It's in there.
Yeah.
The Lord then spoke to Moses, the pastor, said, tell the people, Moses, that they go forward.
Right.
Wow.
Go forward.
Oh, God, help me right here, Lord.
Go forward.
Go forward. Go. Go. Go now. It's time to move.
Yes.
Your deliverance is right now.
Praise God.
Don't linger.
Yes.
Go forward. Cross over. Listen, every time that God ever makes a way for your deliverance, you got to move right then or you'll miss it. God will not always hold the door open. God works in times. He works in seasons. When He makes a way and you know that He's opened up that way, He's calling you. He is showing you. He's telling you to move. If you don't move it, that door will shut sometimes forever in your life.
It sure will.
It'll shut forever.
Yes.
Has God dealt with any heart here today?
Have you labeled
this wonderful message that we heard?
Come on.
A warning that we heard.
Come on.
Come on.
Glory to God.
You might not never hear that message again.
I'll
be honest.
Come on.
We may never hear that message again. Of seeking the things that we forgot about, we've lost.
Lost the shroud, bro.
Did you feel the conviction here today?
Yes.
Amen. Come on.
Did you see your need?
Glory.
Maybe you've slipped a little bit in your prayer life, your dedication, your faithfulness to God or His house. Come on.
Come on.
Oh, Lord. Go. Go. Go forward. Go on. I've done showed you. I spoke to your heart. You know what you need to do. Oh, God. And they all crossed to the other side. Listen.
Yeah.
Every mom, every dad, every child with every bit of their livestock, not a soul and not a hoof was left behind.
Woo, not one. Great God.
Hallelujah. How much does God care?
He cares.
He'll wait. Listen, God could have just held those waters there and maybe the last dozen of people and God saying, well, so they ain't important. I'll just let the waters drown in. No. Did you know the weak was in that bunch? Did you know the elderly was in that bunch? Did you know that every soul that God has, every child that He has is important unto Him, the very least member of His church? He held back the waters until the last little soul crossed over.
Amen.
Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Will God keep His word?
Yes, He will.
Yes, He will.
Yes.
Will He make a way when there is no way for His children and His redeemed? Yes, He will.
Yes, He will.
Remember what I told you in the beginning, part one last week. Pharaoh is that devil. Egypt is the world. Pharaoh's taskmasters are his henchmen, the demon forces that manipulate and influence and vex God's people. God held back the giant walls of water of the Red Sea till all of His children crossed over safely. How many knows the Lord will defeat Satan in your life and give you victory?
Yes.
Amen.
God will not lose a one of you if you'll obey Him. Not a one of you has to be left behind. Not a one of you has to give up. Nobody has to backslide. Nobody has to leave. God is the way maker. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Pharaoh and his mighty army marched right in the middle of the sea.
Yeah, they do.
Pursuing God's children. And God let loose the water upon all of Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen.
Yes.
Scripture said they sunk like lead to the bottom, Brother Jason.
Wow.
The waters of the Red Sea covered the enemy. They drowned and were no more.
Yeah.
Yes. In closing, Apostle Paul, looking back at this true story of God's deliverance, I like this. For God's children, he wrote to the Corinthian church of believers by the Holy Ghost and said in 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud. God sent a cloud over them by day, a pillar of the cloud. As long as they stayed with that cloud and traveled in God's will with that cloud, God overshadowed them and kept them.
Yeah.
He was in a pillar of fire in the night as they traveled. As long as they stayed with God, they were safe.
Yeah.
He said, not only was they under that cloud, listen, but all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea was baptized by Moses. So what does God mean here? Baptism typifies a dying out to the old life of sin and being raised into a new life. So, that Red Sea typifies the blood of Jesus. Thank God we passed through the sea, that precious blood. We've left that old life behind us. The blood has been applied and we've been delivered. We're clean. We are forgiven.
Thank you, Lord.
We belong to God.
Yes.
The enemy has been defeated. Ain't you glad of that? Praise
God. Amen.
Amen.